Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Well, we have another new report on the dangers of obesity, and we've all heard how being overweight or obese is just plain not healthy. Today, we're getting the results of a study that concludes one in five deaths is being linked to being overweight or obese. Joining us to discuss this report is Laura Siegel, the author of the report from the Trust for America's Health. Laura, this report was also done by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, right?
That's correct. The report that we did focused on looking at how obese everyone was in each state and found that Maryland's rates were close to 28% of the state was obese, and that puts folks at increased health risk for a whole range of things, from heart disease to type 2 diabetes to some forms of cancer.
Now, how does that 28% this year compare to past results?
The good news is that Maryland stayed the same as last year, so the rate held steady, but the bad news is that the rate is really high. So having more than a quarter of adults obese in the state is pretty significant. And if you can imagine, only 20 years ago, only 10% of Marylanders were obese. And those results really are an eye-opening look at what this epidemic is doing to the country and the risk that it is imposing on our health and our healthcare system spending.
Laura, tell us about your study and how long the results were tracked for and who was a part of this.
We've looked at the obesity in each state for the last 10 years and have actually gone back and looked at how the rates have changed for about 30 years now. And with the Trust for America's Health, and we work with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it's data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it's startling. So around the year 2000, the Surgeon General declared obesity an epidemic, and since then it's still been rising up until this year.
So that's good news, finally? Is that how we're looking at this?
It's at least a sign of potential progress, and that some of the efforts that we're making are making a difference, that we're starting to potentially at least hold the rates steady. But if we're going to take it to the next level and start reversing the trends, we're going to have to double down and invest a whole lot more to put people at lower risk for health problems.
Well, let's look at the big picture. Whose fault is this? Is it the American public for lack of self-discipline, or fast food and junk food corporations for marketing to our stomachs rather than our brains?
Well, personal responsibility is always a component of health issues, but there have been so many factors that have really stacked the deck against us. From portion sizes have grown dramatically over time. We eat about double what we used to eat when we go out to restaurants in terms of calories. There's longer commuting times. There's less ability to find safe places to exercise, fewer sidewalks, fewer grocery stores even in low-income neighborhoods. The pricing of things like fruits and vegetables is way above that of processed junk foods. So it's been a confluence of factors.
Laura, it seems to me that Americans should tackle this the same way they tackled smoking, and that is to start educating the young in elementary, even preschool, about what to eat and when to eat. Is that a fair assessment to say?
I think that's a really fair assessment, that prevention is always easier than trying to address it after you've already become obese. So starting young, getting kids off to healthy behaviors right from the start, and looking at school lunches in preschools and daycares, and making sure our kids have access to healthy foods and to exercise.
All right, so Maryland is at 28% obese and holding steady, according to your report, right?
That's right.
All right, thanks for helping us break down the numbers today, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura Siegel of the Trust for America's Health on Maryland's News Now.